Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A lot of other little things, too. So we will draft those at 9:40 here on the show. And if you would like to submit a few of them, you can hit me on Twitter, at the Sports Feller, if you want to submit a couple ideas for us. But this spring training report is brought to you by Kubota and Golf Tech. We go to the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline out to Arizona, where I'm sure it is not snowing, to talk to Zach Meisel. What's up, buddy?
It's not snowing, but it's 43 degrees and raining.
Oh, you poor baby. You poor baby. How do you manage? Is everybody just packed inside now?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, I know no one cares or wants to hear this, but it is not supposed to hit 60 degrees here for like a week.
Buddy, you're sympathizing with the wrong crowd.
Yeah.
You might have to do a hit in California. All right. So let's get into this here. I haven't talked to you since the Lindor injury, so we'll start there. Francisco Lindor going down with the calf strain. What is that doing to this ball club? What are you seeing out of the ball club to help kind of supplement the Lindor injury?
Well, nothing really yet. I mean, there's no obvious replacement. No, you know, they haven't gone out and signed Jose Iglesias or someone like that. And I don't know that they're going to now. I know... There's a history here with fans rolling their eyes when the Indians say someone's out 2 weeks. It likely means they need season-ending surgery. Like, I get it. But I also think you have to take every injury case and look at it on its own. You know, just because Lonnie Chisenhall had chronic calf injuries doesn't mean that Francisco Lindor is going to be out till the All-Star break. So there is optimism in camp where they feel like because he's young, because he's so athletic, they think it's not out of the question that he'd be ready for opening day. That would be, I think, like the very beginning of that 7 to 9 week timetable. So I think there's an opportunity here to play it slow, maybe wait a little bit to see if you need a reinforcement from the outside. The other thing too, though, is like you don't want to rush this. Why would you risk anything if he needs all the time in the world? Give it to him, especially since you're gonna be opening up probably in 25 degree weather in Minneapolis and then a few days later in Cleveland. So it's weird. Like, I think they're going to be patient with him, but they also think that he's going to heal a little quicker than I think people realize.
Well, and all of that makes sense. I mean, you're opening the season in Minnesota. It's going to be ridiculously cold. Cold weather typically is not good for soft tissue injuries like calf strains and hammies and all of that kind of stuff. So it makes sense, and plus it's an 162 game season. You know, we're very worried about April, but you can't win, and you can't win the title in April.
Yeah, I think you can look at. I think they're going to take that approach with a number of guys too. I mean, I know everyone was freaking out about Danny Salazar and saying it's a waste of money because he said he hopes to pitch before the All-Star break and whatnot. Like, I don't think there was ever a plan where he was going to be your eighth inning guy on April 1st. I think the guys who have missed time, and I throw Cody Anderson into the same boat, like, I would not surprise me if the plan all along was start those guys at AAA, let them get their feet under them, because you don't need them in April, and you have enough other guys who you need to figure out if they can stick or not, where you can bide your time. As long as those guys are clicking when it comes to June, July, August, that's what matters most.
God, I'm trying to envision what June, July, and August look like right now. But it's been that kind of winter, Zach. It's been that kind of winter. So I have to ask this one. So then the Danny Salazar plan. I mean, the thing that killed the Danny Salazar thing was you had this team that was coming out saying we have to reallocate our assets. We have to cut payroll. We have to move it elsewhere. We're uncomfortable with where they are. And it just, this signing comes right at the same time that they're saying this stuff. And fans look at this and go, we haven't seen this guy pitch in 2 years. Like, you're going to sign him for the amount of money that you did and then start trading all of these well-known guys? Like, it just didn't smell right, man. And who knows? Maybe he pops, and you're right. Maybe in July we're all thinking, like, wow, we know nothing. You know, maybe it's the Carlos Carrasco thing all over again.
Yeah, but I mean, but it's also possible that it's an epic failure. I mean, that's not out of the realm of possibility either. I think that's where the frustration stems. The thing you have to keep in mind is there was a deadline here. They had to make a decision really early in the off season, and I think at that point, you know, I think that happened like the same day they traded Yan Gomes. So they thought, all right, well, we saved a little bit of money today, and we probably will trade Corey Kluber, Trevor Bauer, and we'll save a bunch more that way. So your feelings can change throughout. I mean, I was told early in the offseason that, like, it wasn't just going to be slash $30 million and do nothing. It was going to be a little bit more of, all right, slash maybe a little more than you're comfortable with, but then add a little bit to the outfield and bullpen, and we haven't seen that. So I think their plan has changed a little bit as the offseason has developed, and I think some of the built-in deadlines have factored into that equation.
All right, so you bring up the outfield, so I have to ask. Terry Francona has been speaking glowingly of Bradley Zimmer and the recovery, and we're getting footage of him trickling out on your Twitter feed and others of him taking BP. What are we looking at with Bradley Zimmer here? Is that somebody who, when in the season should we expect to see Bradley Zimmer find his way onto the major league roster?
Yeah, I still think, like, maybe June, because he needs time in AAA, and I think it's not just about the injury and the recovery. It's once you're fully healed, can you not strike out in 40% of your plate appearances, please? I'd rope him in with the Salazar and the Anderson thing, where there's no reason to just trot him out there on March 28th. I mean, I think, like, he could definitely help this outfield, and I think he'll be in the mix at some point, but it's another one where there's no reason to rush. And it's great that he looks like he's on target, and he's maybe even ahead of target, and rounding into healthy form earlier than maybe some expected. But there's still some tweaks to make with his hitting mechanics, and I think that's the thing. It's one thing not to rush back from the injury, but you can't just rush that because your outfield is decrepit. Like, you need, if he's going to be on the big league team, he needs to have fixed whatever was ailing him last season.
That's the biggest thing, because he was a windmill on top of that, and we all kind of forget the fact that the guy was a windmill. So they have got to do something with that swing, because it was just nothing but breaking balls, and he was just swinging and missing on everything. So I'm with you there. If he starts the season in AAA and he starts, you know, at least starting to see some big league breaks, breaking balls, and that kind of stuff, can start identifying them, it can only help you. And if that means we got to deal with two months of chewing gum, duct tape, and twine outfield, then I guess that's what we're going to have to suffer with.
Yeah, I mean, you have enough guys. I mean, Leonis Martin, you've Greg Allen. So you're fine. Even Tyler Naquin in the corner outfield is a pretty good outfielder. You're fine defensively. And I know Zimmer is great defensively, but it's not like he's desperate for his defense and his base running to where you would be okay with him posting a 550 OPS and then playing every day out there. So let him get figured out. Let him get back into the swing of things, no pun intended, and when he's ready and proves that he can be an offensive upgrade over some of these other candidates out there, that's when I think you pull the trigger.
So the other guy that's getting a bunch of buzz is Yu Chang. Have you seen anything of Yu Chang, any of his hitting? What can you tell me about him?
Yeah, he's interesting. You know, the one thing that I can't figure out is he a guy who they would want to start the season in AAA just to delay that service time starting? He's a good prospect. He can play second, short, third. He can hit. He can hit for some power. It's interesting, and I know he's getting a chance to fill in for Lindor along with some other guys. I don't know if Lindor is only going to be out for a week. I don't know if it's worth, all right, let's just trot Chang out there, and then when Lindor comes back, Chang can be the utility guy. I think this is another guy who, by July, August, and certainly September, he'll be on the roster. He'll be helping you one way or another. But I'm not sure exactly. Like, is it better if he's your utility guy on opening day than playing every day in AAA for another couple of months? I don't know the answer to that. I don't know exactly how much development he has left, what he can get better at. So those are things they'll start to learn as spring unfolds and they see more of him and kind of see who the alternatives are too, because it's not like it's, you know, you don't have an elite class here. It's not. It's interesting, you know. We've spent the last couple of years debating what, like Eric Gonzalez versus Giovanni Urshela for the utility guy spot, and it seems like it's been the same names forever. Or Mike Avilas for 3 years. Now it's, I mean, they have Max Moroff, who they acquired. He's a glove guy. He's not going to hit much. He's okay. He's whatever. He's out of options, so he's either your utility guy or he's probably gone. But there aren't these young, obvious candidates here. And that's where maybe Chang can take advantage. And if Lindor is going to be out longer than you expected, I think he certainly could be in a legitimate mix there to get some early season playing time.
He is Zach Mazel of the Athletic and joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. All right, Zach, I have to ask the question. Is there help on the way? Are any of these guys that are still sitting out there in free agency might find their way to the Indians to help this cause, or is what we're looking at what we're looking at?
Yeah, I think it's what you're looking at, unless someone falls into the category of, like, all right, Adam Jones, it is 1 year, $2 million, something like that. But there's not a lot out there, honestly. No. You've got the top guys, and then there's a giant crater, and then there's another group of guys. So, you know, someone like Derek Dietrich would make sense. I guess, you know, maybe Carlos Gonzalez, I don't know. But it depends, too. The interesting thing, and I know there's been a lot of buzz about potentially Carlos Santana going to the outfield. I'm not really buying that. But they have the flexibility here where if someone did fall that they liked, let's say Derek Dietrich, who he can play a little corner outfield. He's probably better suited for first base, maybe even DH. Well, you have flexibility here where you could play Bowers in left field. You could add someone to be a DH or play first base. And so there are different ways they can go where they've set themselves up. I mean, maybe they're not going to spend any money, but if someone does fall to them for a ridiculously cheap price, it doesn't really matter what position they play. That's why, you know, I said Mike Moustakas would have been a great fit. He ended up going back to Milwaukee on a one-year deal, but I had people telling me, no, we have Ramirez at third and Kipnis at second. We need outfielders. We don't need Moustakas. And it's like, you need hitters. You know, the lineup is devoid of talent. You're going to have, like, Jason Kipnis hitting fifth this season. So it doesn't matter where you put somebody. You could put Moustakas at DH, and that would be fine. Or you could put him at third and put Kipnis in the outfield, or put Kipnis on the bench. I mean, there are a lot of different ways they could go. So, yes, they don't have the talent, but I guess at least they have a little versatility.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. Zach Mazel of The Athletic joins us. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate the time. Grab a hooded sweatshirt today. I'm sure it's going to be a little chilly.
Nah, this is just brutal. You have no idea what I'm dealing with out here.
Just the worst. The worst. Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
You got it.
He's Zach Mazel of The Athletic. And that is your spring training update, spring training report brought to you by Kubota and Golf Tech. So Las Vegas has put out their total for the over-under for the Cleveland Indians season.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.